It's time for today's daily devotional. And this week, we're going to start a new series. And I'm going to tell you how I came about this. Last night, I was laying in the bed and I was thinking to myself, I had not prepped or prepared for devotional this week. And I couldn't decide what I wanted to talk about this week. And all of a sudden, it just came to me. And I was thinking about it because I was holding my cell phone in my hand. And of course, the notifications are going off and I'm trying to get ready for bed. But you know, oh my gosh, what if a notification goes unread? And I was thinking to myself, we're always reachable, but we are rarely available to give our time to God. And why is that? So we're going to focus on that this week. Scripture comes from Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. We live in a world that just absolutely expects instant responses now. Back in the day, we didn't have that, but we do now. A text that goes unanswered for like 10 minutes feels like that person is neglecting you. Maybe an email that was left unread feels irresponsible, or a missed call brings a follow-up message. Did you see this? Did you see that I called? Did you see that I text you? Did you see that I sent you a message on Facebook? We are always reachable. Yet somehow, when it comes to God, we are rarely available. And why is that? Because most of us don't wake up intending to ignore God. We just reach for our phones before we reach for the stillness. We scroll before we pray. We consume information before we invite transformation. And before we realize it, the day has decided our priorities for us. Notifications don't just interrupt our time, they interrupt our attention. God doesn't shout over noise. He doesn't compete with the screens or schedules. Scripture tells us to be still, because stillness is where recognition happens. Stillness is where we remember who God is and who we are not. The truth is that stillness sometimes feels uncomfortable. Silence leaves space for thoughts that we'd rather avoid, and it exposes how exhausted we've been masking with busyness. So we stay so busy, we stay plugged in, we stay distracted, and God waits. Not angrily, not impatiently, just faithfully. We often assume that God wants this long, uninterrupted hours and hours that we can't give, but what He really wants is our attention, and even in the small moments. Maybe it's a pause before opening an app. Maybe it's a whispered prayer when you get up in the morning and walk to the coffee maker to brew your coffee. It could be a breath of gratitude before your next obligation. God fits in the spaces we protect. The question isn't whether we have time, it's whether we're willing to stop long enough to notice Him. Imagine what God could do in your life if we stopped being so busy and we made time for God. What is the first thing that you reach for in the morning? If you're like me, you probably reach for your phone to cut it off because that's how you get up in the morning. When is the last time that you sat in silence with God, even just briefly? Just some things to think about today. Lord, as we come to you in prayer, we confess that we are often more available to the world than we are to you. Teach us to pause. Teach us to listen and help us choose stillness, even if only for a moment, so we can remember that you are near. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.